Log Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
This is it. What? Lucini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich. What? The Gigi Vantus sugar dime. Can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit. What? What? What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Fish and Chin, defense and these seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Jigger, let's get forward this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Chefing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the La Hada car, 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Mardi Gras, we screaming. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts if the season's Sartillas. Two players for swerving no corners, we match.
This is it, what? Kale's Corner coming on, ain't taking no, what? Let me shut my mouth. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to another episode of Kale's Corner. I got my lady, my co-host with D-Mo, Miss T. How you doing today, Miss T?
I am in the building. We are in the building, yes. Can't wait to get started.
You know, all I'm going to say, it's a damn shame when we run to the place where we work to hide. You know what I'm saying, T? Girl. I'm so glad to be live and
yes.
On the airwaves, talking with all of y'all at this moment, just to get my mind off of what my mind was on and onto some newness. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Today we're going to dive head into the Olympics, head on into the Olympics. What are you loving? What do you think that needs to change? What will make these games a better game? I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to drop a little knowledge on y'all. The other night after the show, Tuesday, I was out there watching volleyball. I think I got a new sport that I love. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Be still, as my cousin would say, boy, I'm man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, them. You know what? I just gotta ask one question real quick. Okay.
Go ahead.
If the men can play volleyball in the shorts that they play in, why do the women have to play in the shorts that they play in?
Let me tell you, because for real, I'm going to give you the answer. For real,
okay.
The men would love to wear the shorts that the ladies are wearing, but it's too feminine for them. It's too feminine for them. It's too. I'm telling you, the shorts make the. I mean, you don't want nothing. You want the shorts to fit tight because when you jumping up and down, you don't want the shorts to move around. You see what I'm saying? You don't want the shorts to move around. So that's why the women wear the shorts that they wear. I'm trying to tell you.
You're gonna have to.
Listen. Y'all would love to wear those pants. I'm not saying like I'm gonna walk down the street in those shorts. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is for the sport, uh-uh. Y'all would love to wear those. I'm telling you.
I like how.
Why they rolling them up then? They rolling them up, trying to pull them all up. Basketball players and volleyball players. They pull them all way up.
Anyway, that y'all know how we get started here on Kale's Corner. One subject leads to another. But I ain't messing with three. We also gonna take a look at this NBA offseason. The trade rumors, the coaches moving, and much more. Everything involved, everything NBA involved. And the
right.
NFL training camp news and what's happening, you know, since they're going to make a big story out of Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
That's all they want to talk about. We got a little bit of news on Dak Prescott for all you Dallas fans. And Phil Tank, it ain't me. It's the media.
It's them. It's the media. I got you. I'm a Phil Tank.
I'm just reporting. That's all. Y'all get ready, man. We're going to talk all this and more. Talking about shorts. We rolling up. Girl, you know what? 563-999-3782. Hey, y'all don't pay T no attention. She ain't take her man. That's okay. Y'all enjoy T for real, yeah. Rolling their shorts up. I ain't seen no man more, boy. See, you on one, girl.
I'm telling you.
Well, I know. Where they rest, oh man. That man, listen, and then you know what? I'm gonna say this, see.
Uh-huh.
It seemed as though it was just the American women, you know, because they were playing. It was China Tuesday night. They were playing in the volleyball match, and.
Yeah.
China shorts didn't look like the USA women's shorts to me.
They were the same kind. They just didn't have nothing to fill them out.
Oh, that's what it is. So, and, you know, for those of you that joined us late, she said that our men, the American men on the volleyball
team. Here we go.
Wear the same.
I did not say want. I knew you was gonna mess it up. I said, listen, I'm talking about because the shorts, you know, supposed to be moving around when you jumping around and doing all that kind of stuff. It's jumping around, so they want a little bit more stability with that in the front area. So they, you know, they would prefer some tighter shorts, but they're not going to wear, I mean, they probably don't want tighter shorts. They just want something in the front that can hold them down tighter. Okay,
They invented that a long time ago. It's called the cup.
But that's not comfortable when you playing that kind of sport. That ain't comfortable. It moves around when you jumping it up and down and falling on the ground and, you know, you fall on that cup. That joint going in the you know, boom. It's gonna hurt the inside of your crotch.
How many cups have you worn, B?
Not that one. Okay. I love you too, bro.
For the record, any man I see wearing a pair of female volleyball shorts,
they going to the championship.
What? That, you know, that reminds me of that commercial. I love it. Dude say that he's modeling his underwear, and he was saying that he has ballots instead of ballots. And you got a commercial. It's funny as a mother. But anyway, congratulations to the women. We didn't even talk. See what I'm saying? You ain't distracted, girl. Some of them men want to wear them little hootie coochie shorts. Girl, please. Congratulations. Almost said the N word. Yeah, I almost said the N word. But Bama came out real quick instead of the actual N word. You know what? Let's just take a call. Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, guys.
Do I have to
Hello.
Worry about seeing?
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Lou, you gonna wear some of them boxes, Lou?
Oh, my goodness.
Am I gonna what?
Are you gonna wear some of them boxes? Like the women?
Let me see if I can get a pair. I'll let you know.
See?
Oh,
see?
Goodness. Oh,
if I
thank
have
you,
a,
Lou.
If I have a pair, I'll let you know.
Okay.
No,
okay, that's fair.
My brother
Lou
is not wearing them little oochie coochie volleyball shorts that the women. Lou, you're going to wear the shorts that
I can't with neither one of y'all right now.
But no, seriously though, it was a great match, you know. And I will say, you know, the way we're joking and laughing, you can tell that my attention was very much distracted. The way that these young women were dressed. But once I got past that and I looked at what they were doing, the actual value in the sport, and it was great. The American women played a hell of a match versus
they did.
And I give all props to those young ladies because, I mean, they were balling. They were balling. I mean, and you know what? It's funny how you can watch a sport for years. And I don't know if it's that I forgot or I didn't really know, but I know it looked new to me. The way that those women were playing all around the floor. I mean, the ball wasn't considered dead or the point wasn't considered awarded to the other side until that ball touched the ground. So you had women running all over the place. There was no out of bounds or side outs or anything like that. So, and it made the game, to me, in my perspective, it made the game more interesting because everything was on the line. If that ball hit the ground anywhere on your side of the net, that's a point awarded to the other team. And these young ladies, they fought hard to keep that ball off the ground, you know, and it was beautiful, and I know it's the same for the men. You know, the way that they have to fight to you know, keep that ball from touching the ground and everything like that. But it just seemed like the women were just putting in more effort. Because I watched the women Tuesday night, and I watched the males last night. And it wasn't as interesting with the men as it was with the women. Lou, you got anything
to add? But could it have been the shorts? That's why it was more, you know,
I'm
he was looking more at the shorts. Shorts.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It was the shorts for about the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
After that 15 minutes, every move that they could do in those shorts had already been done. So I didn't lose interest, but I, you know, on the game, the playing
the
of
game.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So yeah, after that first 15 minutes, it was like, okay. All right, they got on shorts. She look good.
Yeah.
And she look good. You know.
Now they got on shorts.
You and Lou.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you and Lou.
I'm not that bad.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you and Lou. My man, Lou.
I know what you're not going to do. You ain't going to put us in no game.
Put you in them little shorts.
I can't. I'm not. I was born short challenge. I'll say that. We just leave that alone. We'll leave that one all the way along.
Right. Get them, Lou. Who wears shorts?
That's an old talk from the 70s.
Yeah, that's that Nair commercial.
That was in the 70s, but it was based on a song from the 60s.
Yeah, DMV Kale don't wear shorts. I can't do that.
I know, that's right.
That's
me
next week's theme song. No. Oh.
Okay. I can't believe one of y'all right now.
Very funny.
Debo say, I can't even get past the short, but go USA. Oh, man.
Them shorts had basketballs in them. Them basketballs. I thought I was looking at the basketball game.
Hey.
By the way, if you hear anything cracking through the window, we're getting some pretty good rainstorm here. So you know, just to give you a heads up on that.
Yeah,
it looks like he's about to come over here.
I might lose power later.
Oh no! Where are you at? Located, Lou?
In the swamps of New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about to rain over here too, Lou. It looks like the thunderstorms are coming, and the clouds and all that stuff is coming.
Well, we already got.
So we both in. Oh, y'all already in it? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're already in this mess.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they already.
Whoa.
Hey, and we are safe at home. Safe at home, you know. So glad to be. We got you to all our people that's still out there working and doing their thing. You know what I mean? Don't nobody appreciate the Kale Corner stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Boy, you know. Y'all fellas. Bring your ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, y'all ladies and gentlemen, bringing y'all lunch pails to work every day, so we appreciate that. Yeah, back to the Olympics, the volleyball, and I'm not going to talk about sports. Back to the volleyball, it was great, it was good to see, and I really appreciate it. You know, the viewing, both from what they were wearing and how those young ladies grind. I mean, how they played completely took my mind off of the shorts. And I'm being honest with you. How they played completely took my mind off of the shorts. Seriously. Because those young women were playing for respect. You understand me? They were playing and making a statement of, yeah, we got these little you know what shorts on, but watch how we play. Watch how we compete. Watch how we perform. And it was a very great match to watch and witness. Well, my buddy Debo back there. I keep trying, you know, Debo. Yeah, he is that. He, boy, you a bad influence. He's a bad influence. Yeah, I can't even say this on air, but God bless those shorts. That's all I'm going to say. Those USA female volleyball team. God bless them shorts. You know what I'm saying? We're going to leave that alone.
Okay.
I keep saying we're going to leave it alone, and y'all keep
and
coming
right back
to it.
Go
right back to it. We're going to leave that alone, man. You're going to need a low, babe.
But you got some help. Keep going back to it. Keep reading them comments. That's why you keep going back to it, because you keep reading them comments.
Right. So stop reading the comments, Tree.
Yes.
The co-host has spoken. Let's see what's happening here. What's going on, big boy? Welcome to the call.
What's going on, big boy?
What's up, Kale's Corner?
How
y'all doing today?
All right.
Hey, look, getting a little bit hoarse, so if you need me to repeat something, just let me know.
Oh, okay. Help you feel better.
Okay.
Oh, I'm good. Just a whole lot of yelling at with the kids.
I know that's right. We got to go back to it one more time. How did you feel about the volleyball game, big boy? And the shorts.
I mean, hey, look, man, I'm to the point now where I'm like, you know, whatever gonna happen, because they not doing things necessarily the way it should be done.
Okay.
They want a certain outcome. They want things to look a certain way. So you know that's what's gonna happen. And being as though I ain't putting no money on that. I'm all good either way it go.
Exactly.
Okay. That's cool. But we're asking you about the shorts that the young women wear during competition. The USA volleyball team. Did you check them out?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. That's another marketing thing right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The more skin, the more money gonna come out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The more people gonna sit up and say, forget about the sport.
Right. I was gonna say,
forget about the sport.
That first 15 minutes of me watching was all about what they had on and how it was, you know, aggravating to my eyesight. You know?
I can't write that.
I feel you.
But after that, I will say, and now after that 15 minutes was over, it was all about the actual event, all about the sport itself.
Right.
Right. And I mean, like, you know, like we were saying, that, you know, folks, and I'm a call us out, dudes, when it comes to women's sports, it still ain't all about the sport. You know what I'm saying? That's why they wear the stuff they wear. And then once you start watching, because of what they got on. Then you get into, you know, the competition and how they perform it. And when I say get into, you're like, well, I'm watching it, so I might as well see what they're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing with the whole discrepancy about what we should be wearing, I'm like this, and no disrespect to any females, use your assets. Use what you got to get what you want. you want the that recognition. You want that attention. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily want it for what you got on. You want it for what you can do. But you bring them to the table with what you got.
Yeah.
Debo,
I feel you.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you know.
Hey, big boy. Debo said he always want to be difficult. I watched the shorts the whole time.
Hey, look. Hey, look. All I'm going to say is consider the source on that one. All I'm saying is consider the source.
Yeah.
Hey, Debo, you my man's 50 grand, man, if you don't get no bigger.
Okay.
But I'm going to consider the source on that one.
There you go.
Hey.
Keeping it true.
Hey.
That's
trail.
All I know how to do.
I had to let y'all in on it. Debo be over here cracking me up. But, and you know what? I have to agree with you. Because it is a marketing a strategy. It really is. If you really think about it, we've spent the first almost half an hour of our show talking about these girls and their shorts. You know?
Yeah.
And it brings attention where there wasn't any with
the sport itself. That's true.
I mean, to be honest, I was just flipping through the TV when I caught it, and I said, oh, man, what's this? I saw USA versus, and that's all I need to see. And it was the Olympics. Oh, yeah. Now I want shoes. I'm going to be I'm going to protest and ask for volleyball every Sunday.
Every couple of days. They on right now.
The boys, are they on? They on right now.
Hey, hey.
Jeez,
you about
right
to break
now.
You about to break the concentration. You about to break the concentration, Tree.
I know. Mm-hmm. Come on back, Gail. Turn the TV off.
You say what? They on now?
Right.
Let me look at some booty shows while I'm talking.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Don't get hit in the back of the head.
And look, and especially since the TV not gone into Dallas Cowboys training camp, I really want to see some volleyball now. But, hey, man, you know, more power to them. And I think that the Olympics should do a better job with their advertisement, man. You know what I mean? It should be a block or a channel even that shows us the schedule. You know, when it just, and I know I can get it online and on in the paper and all that, but I mean, I already do enough searching online for, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't see a problem with having a channel or something where they can
dedicate straight to them.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
So, my Fire Stick is like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you get the Fire Stick can do that. The Fire Stick can have the channels, any channel you looking for, it'll have it on there. It say Olympics.
Right.
And you know what? To be honest, T, I'm pretty sure
mm-hmm.
that Comcast has something like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, man, look, dog. By the time I come home, I'm so technically
tired.
just
mm-hmm.
drained and tired from being at work and having to do everything on a computer and, you know, reminiscing and remembering when the job was so simple, when we used to be able to do this and do that like this, and you know, now we got to do it like that and everything. So, forgive me. I'm an American. You know what I mean? I want it
right.
easier. If it can come easier, I want it easier than they giving it to. So, you know. Let's take this call. Check in with my man, Ted. What's up, Theodore? How you doing?
Hey, good evening, everyone.
You still celebrating the anniversary.
It was over before it began. No, it's all good.
It better not have been.
Happy wife, happy life. So my it didn't matter about
that's
me,
good.
Only she was happy. So that was all
it,
that
it
mattered. You know, me,
y'all.
I just,
it
I don't like to go out of town
too.
Much. You know,
it matters
indeed.
To both of y'all.
Well, no, what I'm saying, I don't like to go out of town. You know what I'm saying? For me, I can stay
uh-huh.
at home. You know, she need to get away and stuff, and she was able to see her best girlfriend, which is like a sister to her. I was able to see my cousin, you know, besides the friends and stuff, but I was able to see my cousin. So it was good, you know? It
good.
Was good.
Good for
it
you.
Good.
Change is good sometimes.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Missed y'all. I missed y'all. Definitely missed y'all. You know.
We missed you too.
Yeah, we missed you too, bro. You know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Around, I said, "Where's Ted at?" You know.
I was telling people, I said, "I got a talk show. My guy got a talk show. I'll be talking on and stuff." And I said, "We got some characters, some Pittsburgh characters and stuff, because you know." Her girlfriend, the guy you had his prior with the Bills before, because I was asking him who his football team, because he's a big dude, right? So he talking about, I said, Bills, because he's from Buffalo. I said, the Bills your team? Nah, man, I kind of ain't messing with them like them, you know, because I had a tryout, but they looked that boy, I don't know if it was Beast, Cozy, whoever the little short little dude running around, but he said he didn't make the cut, so he don't like Buffalo. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, let's bring this Pittsburgh fan in, man.
57.
What's up?
What's
up, 57?
What's up? I mean, you know I'm your Huckleberry. Ted.
That's all you
yes, sir.
I didn't even know you was gone, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you didn't hear my mouth,
Tuesday. I thought we talked to you on Tuesday. We didn't talk to you on Tuesday?
No.
You would have known.
I'm just messing with
you. I know you are. You're a mess.
You know we missed you, brother.
I miss y'all. I miss my crew. Miss the family. Miss y'all, man, for sure.
Okay.
Indeed.
Your comment.
Did you check out the women's volleyball team, and what did you feel about their attire?
What did you mean about the shorts?
The beach volleyball or the inside volleyball?
Inside volleyball.
Oh, I haven't paid any attention to them. I haven't seen it. I don't know what's up.
They had on booty shorts.
What?
Now what team is this? All the girls he's saying, or just the United
USA.
States?
USA.
USA.
That's
what
we're
looking for now.
Well, if you watch volleyball, that's the type of shorts they wear in volleyball.
Right.
That's the type of shorts. But check this out. Can I make this comment? But okay, now besides this, now I seen people. I'm traveling on an airport. Now these people had shorts. I mean, their ass cheeks was hanging out, and I would have said, "Shit, I wish my wife would have her ass cheeks hanging out. I'm walking with her. Shit, I'm gonna, you know, no, you gonna get in there, put on something that's covering that ass cheek." They shit was hiking up their crotches, their ass. They had them little flimsy
watch
shorts on.
Maybe I'm about to say, I'm sorry.
They had the flimsy stuff on. I mean, exposing their stuff and then trying to sit down. Whereas when
Reverend
you sit down, Ted. all your skin is showing.
I mean, that's today's style, and it's been that way. I can recall my mother. I had a female friend, big boy can attest to this. I had a female friend named Keisha. And Keisha came around the house and We just thought she had on a pair of shorts. Man, my mother was losing her mind. How inappropriate and disgusting, and she needs to have more respect for herself. And I mean, my mother just went off on the shorts that she was wearing. So, this thing's been going on for a while, Ted, but it just now it's everything that they have to go with it. And just keep it real, not to offend anyone. I'm just keeping it real. Back in the day, it was just the ladies. You got dudes doing that now, too. You got dudes walking around in booty shorts. And the spandex booty shorts, okay? It there's a difference in
Are you talking about the biker shoe?
Exactly. And I'm like, wow. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. But, hey, you know what? I see and I don't see with some of this stuff going on out here. And that is the truth. Males and females. I see it and I don't see it, man. You know, as long as it doesn't interfere with me and what I have going on, then I'm just, what they say, minding my business, for real. But I can understand what you're saying, Ted, because, I mean, when you're trying to mind, it's nothing worse than when you're trying to mind your business and they're doing things to intentionally be in your path or in your way, your line of your eye line of sight and all of that. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just becomes a little bit too much. You know? So, you know, I just look at it like, you know, like I said, man, you know, the women's volleyball team, I love what I see. And I'm not going to change that, you know what I mean? I love what I see. It was a beautiful thing, you know. Tuesday night, nothing else on TV. Oh, I'm going to watch these women jump around in their shorts for a little while. And then, like I said, my mind got off of what they were wearing and more on what they were doing and how they were doing. So it turned out to be a great event to watch, really.
I like volleyball, but I don't really know all the rules. So, I mean, I watch it just to be watching, but I don't know all of the rules. I know some of the rules. So I can't really follow it like I would like because I don't know all of the rules. So I just watch it just to be watching or, you know, to support.
Yeah. And we're, you know what, one thing people need to understand about sports fans is one thing we all have in common. We're competition junkies. We love competition. We love to see this person pit against this person or this team pit against that team. It's what we love. It's just what we love and it's what we view as entertaining, you know. It was so funny. I was talking to Mima, and, you know, some of you know her, some of you don't. But we were going back and forth about she was saying that sports is like the soap operas, and I'm telling her sports ain't nothing like soap operas. And as we're talking, she just like broke it down every commercial that cable that was talking about sports. You know, the Aaron Rodgers commercial came on and his situation in Green Bay, and they talked a little bit about Deshaun Watson. She said, tell me that ain't a soap opera. All this mess going on with the sport. So it was just kind of funny to me that how she was finding comparison with soap opera and the sports. And I told her the only thing they have in common is that they're entertainment, but they're two different types of entertainment, if you ask me.
Now, has she said, instead of her saying a soap opera, she should have said reality TV. Now, had she said reality TV, then I'd be on board with you because that ain't nothing but some drama. just like this ain't nothing but some drama in the beginning until they really, really playing the game. You know, all the back and forth, like who going where, this and they try to make it, you know, so big that it's got to, it looks like it's a reality thing that's going on. So everybody into it. So it's just like reality TV to me, not a soap opera, because soap opera is already, it's like soap opera is premeditated. So they already know what they're going to do.
No doubt. No doubt. 563-999-3782 is the number, 563-999-3782. When we come back, y'all, it's time to go into this NBA, man. All this news I'm hearing, and it's funny. All this stuff.
Hey, here we go again, folks. ICI, Ice I'm going to show you how to do this, man.
So when they say you're too irrational, I said I was king, and them lanes started laughing. No, saints, but now I want the king on the track. I compose several classics, you know, like top bad dope boy, bring them out. What you know about that? Now they ass high top, what you know about that? Dominated OC, now I'm going right back. Hey. See me rain, I let us know they're like that. Even if they're fake, I ain't know it like that. Chill, chill, break it.
Now, I'm just going to jump right into this. I'm just going to jump right into it because I recall here on the show somebody saying that the NBA wants, they're trying to promote the small market because you can't get players to go there So that's why the NBA is in a better position if Milwaukee wins than Phoenix. Do you remember that tweet?
Yeah.
Okay. Dame Dash has told Portland he doesn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
And there are reports that the Lakers are the front-running team to be awarded with his services next season.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got a good one, too. All right.
You're on the air, Big Seven.
Yeah,
oh, sorry about that, man. My power just went out. I'm in the dark, scared to death.
Oh, yeah, he's scared of the dark.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. But you got a team, boy. You
that's
know
why he blocked his door, because that's
so
what he see when he cut the lights out.
There are so many ways that I can attack this, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Stay on subject. We come back to it. Stay on subject.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm good.
But that Dame is talking about joining up with the Lakers. And they also, I also heard rumors today that DeMar DeRozan may be joining up with the Lakers. So how is it that the little market, DeRozan with San Antonio, and San Antonio is not really a small market because they've won so much that they're built up at a place where a lot of markets or teams wish they could be. So we're just going to take San Antonio. But Portland, they're saying that they can't talk people into coming there to Portland with him. So, and with the coaching change, you know, Portland hired Chauncey Billups as a head coach. And sidebar real quick. NBA, shame on y'all. Reporters, news reporters, shame on you guys for trying to bring up that alleged rape situation with Chauncey Billups and that young woman. But other people, I haven't heard anything about Roethlisberger's situation. No offense, 57, but there was a time when your man was accused of rape. And we don't hear anything about
two
that
times.
At all. Two times. And we don't hear anything about that at all. So shame on the NBA and the news, the media, for bringing that fact up. But I want Ted. Are you still with me, Ted?
Yeah.
I mean, this is your sport. How do you feel about, you know, DeRozan or Dave Dash going with the Lakers?
Well, I want to be careful with my words because they trying to build a super team, man, it looks like. And we know who's behind it. So,
right. You
know, and that's it. It's like, I need some help. Come help me. Then these guys say these guys are desperate, especially Dame, you know. Now, that might be more on Dame, you know, because he's ring chasing, because he don't see no future in Portland. And he ain't really the man that he, I don't know. They had a decent squad, though, you know. Players got injured, but then also to be a superstar, and also you got to elevate your other teammates, you know. And it seems like he's always going for game time himself and stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised about that because now he talks about he's going to build the team there, he's going to stay there, but now, look, he's got the ship. So, you know, and I guess.
And that is the sense. He's saying that the team aren't allowing him any say-so as far as the moves go with coaching and player personnel and things of this nature, that they're making promises to him or made promises to him, and now they're reneging, so to speak. And he feels as though he has no say-so. And you know, today's players, man, these players today, you know, I said it once, I'll say it twice, we're dealing with the everybody gets a trophy generation. So, you know, these guys are going to put their super team together. And they're going to unite one with the other and make a run at it. All I can say is I hope that these guys really sit down and watch this Olympics and see how close and even surpassing us. Some of these other teams have established themselves to be now at this point, where the USA you can see it plainly, where these guys are playing for fouls, they're playing for calls from the referees, and they're not getting it. They're not getting it, but they're so used to putting so much work into the antics, the falling down, the tripping up, and all of this nonsense. They're doing everything except for playing real basketball. And to me, forming these super teams, this is a part of what is hurting the game. This is a part of the NBA turning into what it is, you know? And anybody that has watched a USA team playing this season in competition, you see it plainly for yourself. You see it plainly for yourself. These guys aren't playing anything like the basketball that we grew up in love with. I mean, would you agree, Ted?
I don't see no motivation. I don't even want to watch the men's basketball. Who on this panel thinks that they're gonna even get gold, bronze, silver, dirt? I don't know what they're gonna get. I don't wood. Do they got a place for wood? Because I don't know how they playing, and I don't even know how they still over there with
due to circumstances beyond our control, we're not going to say wood.
Oh, my bad. Okay. You know what? I take it back. I digress.
Hey, look, Trees, you can't say a place for the wood.
Exactly. Yeah.
I bet you every last one of us made the same face at the same time.
When I said that, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. But
every now and then she reminds us she's a female, y'all. That's all. Be good.
I'm back now.
Do you?
I know. Thank you. I love y'all too. They should have got a roster of some rookies, because the rookies going to want it more than they want. They should have got a whole roster full of nothing but rookies.
Like the John Morant. What's the guy from New Orleans? Zion. You know,
say,
they should have had that young meat that's hungry, that wanna celebrate and stuff, that wanna play ball, that hasn't been there. Give them another chance, because these other guys are pros. They just over there, like you said, because the pros are able to play now, but they don't really want to. They don't care.
They could have sent Kareem over there and did better than this.
Not Kareem. Wait a minute.
Which Kareem are you talking about?
Huh?
Which Kareem are you talking about?
They could have sent Kareem over there. He'd have played better than this with more enthusiasm. They just running up down the court throwing up shots.
Expecting them to go in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People say they're playing insane ball. That's what they're doing. They're playing insane ball, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
I haven't even been watching it. So I haven't been watching none of the men's basketball. I've been just lost totally on the Olympics. So I'm kind of catch up, but. Well, last I saw, like you said, they wasn't too enthused about it, you know. And they was getting their butt kicked by Australia, because also Australia have, you got to look at, a lot of these foreign teams have a lot of players that's playing in the NBA, especially Australia. Australia probably got about four to five pros on their team.
That play
on NBA teams. Pardon me?
So, Ted, we talked about that on Thursday, right? Exactly what you just said, right? And so we were saying how American people, basketball players, are not, when they overseas, they're not allowed to come over here and play for the United States team or none of that. Them other countries, they don't play around. You either one or the other is what they're saying. But we...
Right.
We so money hungry. We'll take you, and guess what? We'll let you play back with your home team when it's the Olympics. How dumb is that?
Right.
But you know what?
Right.
You know what? it's not that we money hungry. We're entertainment hungry.
We money hungry.
The Bible says to be and multiply. So you know, I'm kind of in between on that. And I can understand the only way in the Olympics that you can play as a representative of a country is if you give up the total citizenship from one country to another. And that's not these guys' goal. That's not what they want to do. Yes, they want to play in the NBA. Go ahead.
Well, why didn't they let, okay, the Omeka girls and stuff that play for Sparks and stuff? She wanted to play. They wouldn't let her play with the United States, but then also they wouldn't let her play with her country. You know, talking about because she's familiar with USA basketball. She played with USA basketball so long. But what about Ingles and them cats? What about Patty Mills? He's been with San Antonio for a long time and got championships.
But like Kale said, if you still a citizen of that country, that's the country you have to go. You have to represent in the Olympics. That's the way they do it.
But then you should stay in your country and play all the ball. That's what
I'm saying. We international now, sweetheart.
That's what I'm saying. We should not be. We should not be international. Nobody else is international.
And I explained it to you. I explained it on Tuesday. The NBA has been trying to catch up with the NFL forever now. The NBA wants what the NFL has. So the most Americans, if you ask them, it's all about the NFL. Foreigners, if you ask them, it's about soccer and it's about the NBA. And they love it. So the NBA is like, if we can't get American dollars, we can get these overseas dollars. You know? So,
well,
I mean,
the NBA is getting overseas dollars. NBA was national before NFL football.
Yeah,
I mean, you go
NFL
back to the 72 Olympics.
Have an the NFL football didn't have an E2. They didn't have a need to go international because they were making football owns a day. Football owns a day, man. I mean, the games are played on.
I hear what you said about Wednesday, but as far as needing to go national, football is known in other countries. It's a different type of sport, but it's known as football. Basketball is basketball no matter all over the world. It's still called basketball, but you get Australia, they play rugby, but it's called football. You get soccer, it's called football. It's known as football, but that's soccer, you know. So that's the international appeal. American NFL football is kind of like within the last 10 years, maybe 20 or so, if that long, this really started getting international. That's why they had the games in London and stuff, you know, and maybe even trying to get the team that way. But basketball has been international for a long time. This is pretty much begin, especially back to the 72 Olympics. You know, you can go back to the
72
Olympics. You know, so it's been relevant, and that's one thing that doesn't change. You play
Let me tell you the difference. Look back at that 72 team all the way up until today. Those people never gave the USA the competition that they are receiving now.
Kale,
They beat us in 72.
Okay.
Yep.
That 72 to 2021. Who was winning the majority of the time? The United States.
Not necessarily. Listen, hold on. They was not, because they were sending college kids. That's why they started the Dream Team.
Went to the
because they was getting their butt kicked overseas. Like you say, the international teams caught up with these kids, okay, with these people.
Okay.
So that's when they started sending, that's when they developed the dream team and sent Michael Jordan and them over there.
Yep.
And since that dream team, the United States has been favored in every competition that they have been in. Am I right or wrong? I said in every competition since the inception of the Dream Team, in every competition the United States were entering in, whether it was Afghanistan, Germany, Argentina, whoever, the United States was favored in every team. All of the lines and the bookie money was on the United States. That's all I'm saying.
What that mean?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Saying that because now, because our style of basketball has gotten so watered down and generic, the United States isn't favored anymore. These teams are caught up side by side with us now, as far as the NBA goes, as far as basketball goes. These teams are side by side with us now. And like you guys just said, look at any team. You'll see five or more foreign-born players on an NBA team, NBA roster. These guys are practicing. They may not play. They may not start. But they're practicing with these guys every day. You know what I mean? And they're developing their skill off of what they're learning from practicing and being involved with these guys. That's all I'm saying. So that's why you can't just say the United States is favored anymore. We can't say that. We can't say that. And that's why our players have to drop the style of play that's been going on here in the United States lately. We have to drop this style of play that's looking for the referee to bail you out. This solo basketball, give me the ball, everybody stand around and watch. We have to cut that out. We have to cut that out. We have to get back to the team game. We have to get back to the team game. One man is not going to beat five.
That's true. That's true. But wait a minute, let me say something real quick, and then you can say something. But what I want to say is when the Olympics come around and it's time for us to play the Argentina or Italy or France or somebody, it's four players that on them teams that plays in the NBA. So it's like you're still playing a USA game. Like it's like two USA teams playing. So now you have to figure out a different kind of way of beating this team. It's going to be like a regular game. So you got to just outbeat the team. Like you just really have to beat the team because there ain't no special way you need to play. Team ball is all you have to do is play team ball and don't be selfish and don't send a whole bunch of selfish people over there. Y'all should have just sent a whole bunch of rookies over there, some people that's hungry for the game, even though we got Marcus All and Luka Doncic and Rudy Gobert. All those people play for other teams. We cannot depend on them. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like some of our most valuable players are playing for the other teams. We need to get more creative, like rookies, and send them over there because they're hungry. Not all rookies, but we got to have some veterans so they can know how things go. But we need to send people that's more hungry, like Ted said, John Morant, the Edwards boy, Cam Reddish, Zion Williams, people like that. They hungry. They want it all. They want it. They want the gold. They want all the gold that's over there. They want it. Period. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, 57.
Well, two things I wanted to say. When you look at ESPN, you might hear in basketball, you might hear who won the European championship at the end of the show, and it might last for about 20 seconds. When you win an NBA championship, that's the highlight for us here in basketball. Luka, I'm glad you brought his name up, Tree, because he said, mm-hmm. this is what he said when the Olympics started.
Mm-hmm.
Winning an Olympic gold is more important than winning an NBA championship.
Right.
That's the attitude that they have there. Our attitude is we done won the NBA title. We getting all the money. If I go over there and lose the Olympic title, what's going to happen? I'm still going to be in the NBA next year. Winning a title for their country is very, 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 very important to them. You know, so just going on what they said. And one other thing I want to say before I forget it. If I was Damian Lillard, I would want out of Portland too, because since DeRozan left, they really haven't done anything to make that team really better. He's the man there, and I can understand him wanting to go someplace else. That's why Harden left OKC. You get tired of having to be the man every night, and that's what Lillard is. If he doesn't put it in, they don't win.
Mm.
I can understand that, but you know, again, growing up in the era of NBA that I did, you know, it was great seeing a player who was that one man every night, and
mm-hmm.
he allowed the team to build around him. He gave the team an opportunity to put pieces in place, and once they organized a team, and I'm talking of the Lakers, I'm talking about the Celtics, you know what I mean? Golden State, you know, Golden State, if you think about it, they were the last ones to do it. They were the last ones to do it. Now, yeah, Kevin Durant came and helped out boost them up. He was like a power pellet for them. But let's not forget, Golden State had won, 55 games before Durant 70. Came?
Yeah.
70, exactly, before Durant even came. So I understand, and you know, something was said on Undisputed, and I gotta quote Shannon Sharpe's statement because it's so relevant. But these guys are teaming up and joining together because nobody wants to be Charles Barkley and have the jerk like Skip Bayless sit and talk as if they were nothing, talk as if their career was nothing, that they were just here, you know? Nobody wants to go out like that.
But then Charles changed many teams. Charles didn't stay with one team, you know? So Charles cannot talk, all right, if he's talking.
No, he
because
didn't say
he
that.
Had a chance.
Charles ain't saying nothing.
No, Charles
ain't saying
nothing. Charles didn't say nothing.
Okay, I said if he is. Okay, I said that. And so now he did go to many teams. He went to Phoenix, okay? Then he went to Houston when Houston was stacked. What happened? You had Akeem and them coming off two championships. What happened? You worry about Scottie. You tripping with Scottie.
The thing is, though, one man ain't going to – I mean, how many Michael Jordans out there? One man ain't going to win no title by himself. Charles was – I don't know why Charles keep getting a bad rep for not winning a title, because there was a whole lot of people during that era that didn't win titles. Charles was a dominant player. Charles Barkley was a dominant player.
And he didn't get it right because he talked trash on his podcast all the time. That's why he gets the flack that he gets.
That's it.
That's the only reason.
That's it. But as far as his stats going to the NBA, Charles Barkley was a dominant player.
Yeah, he gets his whole trade. He gets his whole trade. But guess what? Every time, every action has a reaction. Just know that.
Well, that's cool, mm-hmm. but if you're going to come at him for talking trash, don't try to denigrate his game on the court because he didn't win a title, because his game on the court was awesome. I listen to other people, though, Tree. I'm not saying or Kale.
Okay.
I'm just saying you hear it all the time. Charles didn't win a title. But neither did Karl Malone and Stockton. They didn't win titles either. You know, a whole lot of people didn't win titles while Michael Jordan was playing the game.
All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. And when we come back, NFL time. My
name is Dog.
Let's get it.
Don't be scared.
Life is an interesting journey. You never know where it'll take you. Peaks and valleys, twists and turns. You can get the surprise of your life. Sometimes on the way to where you're going, you might think, this is the worst time of my life. But you know what? At the end of the road, through all the adversity, if you can get where you wanted to be, you remember whatever don't kill you make you stronger. And all of the adversity was worth it. On your way to the top, you'll do anything. But how do you get your life back when you get there? Yeah, it's my dilemma.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Amazing day, I'm great, but after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you can't get paid today.
My man say, hateful today after all the game I gave away. I know that's right.
Okay.
Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers has went on, he signed this 2-year extension. In a statement, Rodgers says that if he wasn't 100% in, all in, he wouldn't be there. So all of the hoopla, all of the nonsense was for nothing. Aaron Rodgers has signed, and he is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Wow. You know, sometimes I view the news, and I find myself saying, nope, the Bama's ain't going to get me. No, the Bama's ain't going to. And this is one of those stories where I felt, no, the Bama's ain't going to get me. When they first came out with that, and don't get me wrong, I know Kale's Corner listeners, I understand. I was one of the ones saying he can come to my team. That stands true to today, okay? That stands true to today. If Aaron Rodgers wanted to, he can come to my team. And I don't know too many of us, 57, that won't accept him as a player. Ted probably the only one because he'd be coming from Green Bay. But other than that, everybody would have wanted Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. But, hey. He signed. He's 2 years dedicated to the Green Bay Packers. So more power to him.
He gave him money.
Bust that little bubble.
He had 3 years left on his contract. The only way he would sign that contract is if he said he would only sign it 2 years. Because he had 3 years, so he just depleted 1 year. He got rid of 1 year, and they just went on to sign him for the last two and said, call it a day.
Do he have an option for the next year? Because I was watching talk show with Foxworth, and Greeny asked him, he said, do you think Aaron Rodgers will be there next year? And so dude say, wow. He said, no, he don't think he'll be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
So
he signed that 2 years.
Would that be saying he might hold out again? Or because you're saying he's still under contract. So he's going to do something for Nagel's way to try to get out, to get away from Green Bay? Or he's all in for the 2 years?
Unless he got something in the fine print. You know, he'll be there next year. Now, unless they put something in the contract, like a clause or something happens or something. That, not that I know of, that didn't happen. But he got to live out those last 2 years, this year and next year.
Yeah. I think they're going to let him go to Washington.
Supposedly.
So allegedly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's the word, allegedly. Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
I'm of the mindset, and I'm gonna keep it real. Would I take him? Yes, but do I really want him? I don't know. I don't.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, you do.
Listen, I think it's getting away from all the nonsense and everything non-football related. We're getting away from that.
Fields. Speaking of Fields.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So
you just said Fields.
It's like, yeah, off the field issues, you know, everything that was surrounding us as an organization, it's gone. It's done. We don't need that extra. We don't need that. And according to this contract, I know for sure Aaron Rodgers is going to give up 1, maybe 2 years past this of playing time. Do I really want a player that old coming in at quarterback? Nah. I'd rather go out here and get one of these younger. So,
You better.
Yeah,
they had
like
him in 4 years
you.
Ago. I would take him. You know, at 4 years, 5 years ago, he was younger, so everybody would take him.
Oh, boy, that's just so funny, man. This is so funny.
I don't care. He would be 72 years old. If he was up for trade, everybody would be like, I want him.
That's why I said this is so funny. Now we don't want him. We can't get him, so we don't want him.
No, I never said I didn't want him. I just know we're not going to go get him.
No,
because we have two chances to get him. So I wasn't talking about you, sis.
You don't need a quarterback.
Everybody ain't like Pittsburgh just snatching people up. Everybody ain't like Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? We want to snatch somebody in that spot. We want to snatch somebody to put in that spot. Forget how they played last season. We're going to put them in that spot.
Hey, look, hold on. All we did was, we was coming by the corner. There was an old trash bag sitting there. We picked it up and put it on our bus and kept on going. Y'all threw it out. That's all we did. We didn't ask for it. We got a quarterback.
Oh, so you
got a quarterback. We ain't giving up on Ben. We just came along and picked up some of your garbage. That's all.
I told you that leg was no good on that table. You talk about you can fix it. I'm taking it home. I can fix this. So what?
Okay.
All we got to do is make it even with the rest of the leg. So what you going to do? You going to put paper under that leg or you going to cut the rest of them off?
Well, Kale, you know 57 like me. Well, Kale, you know he like me in real life. I'm the junk man. You know, I collect stuff and try to restore it. I say, well, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I can, like you say, I can try to restore it. So I understand where he's coming from. I understand where you're coming from having a heart like that, Kel. So don't be so bad on. He's giving the black man friend. Another chance.
No,
if they give the black man brother a chance, maybe he can straighten him out.
Unless you're a hoarder, Ted. Unless you're a hoarder.
I'm a need hoarder. I got shit. I'm a need hoarder. It's organized.
Okay. All right now.
Whatever.
Fields.
However.
Yeah, like you say, they should get a young quarterback like us because we sure do got a nice young one, man, and he's ready, you know? So, you know,
who
just wait for us.
Who y'all got, Dave?
Who we got? The Fields, baby. We got Fields. A boy that's got a chip on his shoulder. Ohio State, he's ready.
No.
He's more ready. He's the first. Huh?
See y'all starting? He's starting for y'all?
I don't know. If they give him an open thing, but I'm saying is they need to start him, whatever they're going to do, but just we got him for the future. So regardless if they start him day one or not, but when it's all at the end, he's going to be our quarterback, and he's going to win us a championship.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey.
I hear you. And you know he can't do it by himself, right?
We got 52 behind him. All right, this is going to be our huddle. 152. Hey. You know what? One coming at you, then once I score 52 coming at you, or what you want, 52-1, whatever y'all want.
So let me get this straight. Is 52 going to play offense?
Listen, she said help. Okay, so what y'all want? We got a defense and an offense. So both of them can't play both. So come on now. I got a solution for both. I got a good defense coming back, and we just needed a quarterback. To not have our defense be so tired on the field and not lose the ball, to control the ball, have ball control, and not make stupid mistakes.
Okay.
That would be cool if that's all it was to it. But y'all needed a little more on defense and a little more on offense. Like
but we did. We addressed those things. We addressed those things. So please keep up with yours. We good. Y'all got to find a name first.
Uh-oh.
So.
Uh-oh.
So.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's
going to be changed next year. It ain't official. It ain't official. It ain't official.
You got to do what you do on the field. You got to do what you do on the field regardless of what the name is. And last time I said them bookies that last year did that thing on the field, regardless to what you call their team. So, you roll, pump your brakes, and do whatever it is that's going to keep that foot out your mouth. Do whatever
it
is.
Listen here. Okay, let me say this.
Last time I checked, a name ain't never won nobody a trophy. A name ain't never won nobody no league championship.
Now y'all get real sensitive. Y'all get so sensitive, Redskins fans. I mean, whatever, no Redskins fans. Because we break down the truth. Because y'all can't accept the truth, man. Accept the truth to what it is.
Who saw?
Whoever won the championship because of their name. Nobody. We won our division.
Why y'all in y'all feelings about some names, man? Y'all tripping about some names. It's a football team. It's just a joke. It's just a joke we throw in there, and y'all get all rambunctious about a name, about a thing. I know no name when it's a thing. It's a football team, bro.
Have you told the same joke more than
you? Hold on, big.
That ain't a joke. That's how you feel.
Y'all need to calm down. Y'all need to calm down, bro.
Where that attitude coming from now? Huh?
Hey, look.
That ain't from a
Redskins
fan.
Everybody all right. We everybody expressing their feelings. Ain't no need to get upset about nothing, because at the end of the day, ain't none of us collecting the check from none of them teams. So it ain't even about getting in the feelings and nothing. It's about
glad I spoke my Marlboro today. I'm glad I smoked my Marlboro before I got on.
Yeah, the Marlboro 57.
Yes, I did. I'm so glad I did. Yeah, baby.
Hey, look, Ted know he my man 50 grand.
Ain't no love lost on this thing. Is that not big?
It ain't, exactly.
You know what? To hell with 57, to hell with Ted and them Chicago bums, to hell with Tank and his Dallas cattle bomb, to hell with Debo and his Seattle Seahawks, to hell with Lou and his, hey, Lou, who you with now, Lou?
Hey, Ted, don't bring that name up no more. Don't bring that name thing up no more. You know what set them off now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
You know he had to say something, Kale.
Ted, how can you talk with that new in your mouth? You got a shoe in your mouth. How can you talk?
57.
Big
boy talking
to
you,
Neil Hannah.
Fifty-seven be talking about his feelings. He don't be talking about no facts. He be talking about his feelings.
I be talking about my feelings.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do.
Feel, you feel
like somebody.
You feel like
Haskins game. I remember somebody. Hold on. I remember somebody coming on the corner and firing everybody from the coach, the quarterback, wide receiver, commentators, everybody.
Here's the thing. Let me say this. We all got our little triggers. I got mine. Y'all got yours. Now we know what y'all's are. Y'all know what mine is. This Kale's Corner. I ain't trying to hide nothing, hold nothing back. I look forward to these 2 hours. So, hey, brother. Let's go with each other and sister. Let's go with each other and then love each other after it's over with. It's all fun and games, baby. It's football. If you can't handle it, it's hot. If you can't handle it, don't come in.
Can we say let's wait till the coin flip. Let's wait till the coin flip to start this season, y'all.
Yes.
Midway of the season, halfway of the season, we're going to discuss it. Get it, Kale.
Don't bring up that name.
And it ain't still 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10. Right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out. Just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good street anywhere, cause
hey,
freestyle
about it at night.
Yeah,
hey, look, I
that's when you get off the dance floor.
Go ahead, Mr. Jeff.
I said that on that song, you get off the dance floor, your suit's soaking wet.
Hold on. You're telling your age.
Hey,
bro.
Man. Can't help it, Kale.
We went to the club.
Y'all missed that part in life.
Hey, don't tell me he prepping. He ain't prepping over there, is he?
I was cabbage patching doing the robot patching. Everything.
What? What? Cabbage popping?
Yeah.
What?
Pop locking? I was everything,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, doing the bump. Y'all was doing the bump.
Boy, the bump.
What?
Oh, my God.
Stop. I want to see you do it now.
Man, if I did it now, I already got a broken hip, bro. I couldn't do no bump.
Hey, big boy. Once he bump and go down, that's it. He ain't coming back up, baby. Ain't no more bumping up.
That's it. Hey, look, when they say drop down to get your eagle on, that bam is not getting back up. That eagle is not coming
back up, bro.
Other news from NFL training camp, Dak Prescott had to leave practice yesterday complaining of soreness in his arm. They didn't say whether it's a strong arm or what. They just said complaining of soreness in his arm. So for you Cowboy fans, they're so happy Dak is back. It's really looking like the same thing over again this year. Hey, man, I don't know what they're going to do, man.
So you think because he has soreness in his shoulder that that's another setback? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that my defense has a target.
Oh.
My defense has a target. You in training camp and already complaining of soreness? Well, we're going to test that arm. That's why remember, Tree? Remember that conversation we had about Chris Paul when you were saying it wasn't right for him to say to the reporter, nothing on earth ain't all right. We ain't going to talk about that. This is why. Now, they put out about Dak and his shortness, and I'm pretty sure it's a couple of quarterbacks out here that are experiencing soreness because they're just getting back into the routine. But once you make it public news, man, whoever you're going against,
I don't think they made it public news. You know they own the Hard Knocks thing, so they was just there and they saw it. It ain't like he went to the people and was like, hey, I'm experiencing soreness in my shoulder. Can you go report that? You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter how it got out. Only thing that matters is that it did.
No. What I'm saying is, but it could be something or it could be nothing is what I'm saying. It could be something or nothing. So you still have to get to him to see if you can test his arm. You still have to get past the offense to see if you can test his arm. I'm not taking up for nobody. What I'm saying is it's out there, but the way it got out there, it was from Hard Knocks. Had Hard Knocks not been there, would nobody know what was going on? That's all I'm saying.
I remember that thing where we were saying that don't give the other team opposition ammunition. You know, we know what it is, we see, but don't let them know that, hey, it ain't bothering. Because if you say, oh, it hurts, it bothers me, you know, you putting attention to that. No, we ain't putting attention to that. Let's go on with your questions. Dismiss that. Ain't nothing wrong. It ain't nothing wrong, you know. What shoulder? Let's not pay attention to that. Because then, like you said, the enemy's going to key on that. I'm going to test that. We're going to test that. You favoring it, you babying it, you want to talk about it? Okay, we're going to test that. But don't even out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. Let's not even think about it. Next.
Right.
It's funny. I liken it to right down to dog fights. Okay. As two dogs are fighting, once a dog sees a weakness in another dog, he keys in on that. He keys in on that and tries his best to break his opponent down by whatever that injury was.
Weakness.
It's the same way in competition. Now, I get what you're saying about it came out because of this Hard Knocks, and this is why I love every year, they skip right over us, that they don't want to come to our training camp because all these little stories start to come out. Again, if Dak is experiencing soreness to the point where he has excused himself already the first week of training camp, he has to excuse himself. That's a little Okay. All right.
Don't be surprised. I have to agree with Sid. It ain't even preseason yet, Kel. It's not even preseason yet.
I got to agree with Kel and Ted on this one. Because even if it ain't nothing to worry about, you giving the other team something to think about.
Where they probably wouldn't
go hard on them in that area, they going to go hard on them in that area now. Because they're going
to
try to... If
it's going to go hard on them, though, big boy. It's going to be big. It ain't even preseason yet. It's practice.
It won't even be an issue a month from now.
It's practice.
Yeah. And don't you know you practice?
We got weeks before we get to the first game. The first game ain't even played yet.
He's already complaining.
I'm trying to get y'all to understand. He's not complaining. It was the way that they brought it to y'all. Only thing he did was when practice was over. I watched it. Only thing he did was when practice was over, he said,
"I feel
a little tightness in my shoulder." That's what he told the coach. Them reporters heard that, ran with it, and then they went to reporting on it. That's how that happened.
Practice was not over, Tree. Practice was over for him because of the tightness in his shoulder. Yes, everybody else was still out on the field. Practice was over for Dak because of the tightness in his shoulder.
What were they doing out there, just standing around? Yes.
No, they were running their drills. They were running their drills.
Come on, Cam.
It's training camp, man. It's not even preseason yet.
Right, I'm with you, 57, on this one. Like, come on, y'all trying to make something out of nothing. But okay,
I'm not saying that he heard it, but when we revisit this later on in the season,
I want you to say, Kel, you was right.
Kel, like you always say, Treece, you right. I definitely would say that.
I don't have as much information because, unlike Treece, I didn't watch it. I watched it. Treece saw it. Kel know about it. I don't have that information, but what I do know from playing the game and playing defense, if I know that a quarterback has said anything at any time, he could have said it last season. When I see him again, he's going to have to prove to me that that's working. He's going to have to prove to me that he's not hurt. Now, I'm not saying that Dak is hurt. I'm not saying that Dak not going to be better by the time the season starts. But what I am saying, if he's practicing and he continues practicing, he's not going to be 100%. He's not going to be 100% when the season starts. So
nobody's going to be 100%.
It's close to it as a professional player going to be. He's not going to be there. And now he's giving them ammunition. Well, not ammunition, but I'll say hard knocks.
Yeah, that's a lot of the argument right there. Hard knocks. But Hard Knocks was able to put it out there because they were in Oxnard.
That's why they were able to put that out there. So I'm agreeing with Kale when he say, nah, don't come to Washington and do no hard knocks. Because that's what you usually end up. You look at every team that's been on hard knocks.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Don't come to San Fran either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Don't bring your butt up here. I ain't got time.
When you're the Dallas Cowboys, you are an attention whore. So... They want
I'll give that title to the owners. And not the team itself.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Because they it's not their fault their owner is a what you said. You know what I'm saying?
it's not,
I ain't wanna keep repeating, you know, because we on the same.
I know they look you wanna be a lady, but I ain't gotta be a lady.
He's
an attention whore. Yeah. So he's an attention whore, just like both my twins said. That's what he said. So I'm glad we don't have no attention people like that in my camp. Like my owner, he's quiet, you know, he's to himself.
Right.
You know, he ain't got time for that.
Right.
Who's your owner now, Tree?
I love that. Huh?
Who's your owner now? It's not the Dear Bottle-O's anymore, right?
No.
Cause they had a show going on while they were owning the team.
What kind of show?
They was fighting amongst themselves. The owner getting divorced from his wife. She trying to get half of the team. That was right. That was back right before. Right after what's his name left. Your last quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Who's your last quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Who?
For us?
Yeah, your last quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, dang it. That's young. I mean,
Well, you know, I keep up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't keep up with the 49ers.
They still there.
I didn't know that.
No, it's her. She's by herself. She divorced her husband, and, you know, she's the sole owner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't want Hard Knocks that over messing with her.
All y'all teams got so much controversy.
Wow.
I know you ain't talking Chicago Bears.
You know
what controversy we got? What's the problem with us?
No, y'all don't got no
controversy. Our people too old to be having wife problems.
Y'all don't have no controversy. You got a bunch of L's. When you going to wear something?
Oh, yeah, when y'all going to wear something?
You
got
to be relevant to be controversial.
Wait.
You got
to
be relevant.
I think our record was better than y'all record last year. Our record was better than y'all half season because the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboy division, and the Eagles, it was a joke. Our record, at least we was 500, okay? Y'all was what?
Where did you go?
We were division winners. I don't care what the record was.
How many championships y'all got?
How many what?
How many championships y'all got?
Oh, San Francisco, y'all be quiet. Only ones can talk is Pittsburgh. The only ones can talk like that pretty much is Pittsburgh because, listen, you go back with the history of the Bears. We was winning. Before they had Super Bowls, they had championships, and we were winning them.
How many do you have,
We got four of them, too.
How many do the Bears have?
I've got to research it. I can't tell you offhand.
Oh, okay.
Because Look for championships before they had Super Bowls. That's why we got a history. That's why we have a history.
I'm looking for championships now.
Yeah.
Is that what
it's
called?
Y'all got one.
Hey, did you say
Washington,
that's why y'all
had four championships and Super Bowls against Chicago?
Mm.
Chicago is famous for the 85 Bears. Exactly.
What?
I said you guys are
before we had the 85 Bears. Listen, before that, Dicker was known, and they had a monster team. It was known as the monsters of the Midway. Okay, but that's say again.
You went back too far for me. I wasn't born.
But I'm listening fast because y'all asked me a question. I'm telling you something that's going on before the Super Bowl. So you asked the question. I'm telling you, as far as we had championships, they didn't count it as Super Bowl. It was championship.
She just looked that up. Chicago has 1-1.
Right.
Chicago has 1-1. Washington sitting on 4 championships and 3 Super Bowls.
I don't think so. Show me that.
Hold on, Ted. I stand corrected. Hold on.
Y'all have won eight NFL championships. One Super Bowl, but y'all won eight championships. That's fine. We're going to win some more. That's fine. Y'all, San Francisco in the new era, y'all got more championships, okay? You know, Pittsburgh got championships.
Wait one second. What I was trying to say is, all of your championships were before 1980. They were all like in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Back then, y'all was winning, it was called championships. So y'all was winning those back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. The 70s,
when
y'all
it was
ain't four, nothing. Y'all 80s,
when it
y'all
was
ain't 14, win nothing. And
it
y'all
was only
won.
Four teams
look,
in the NFL.
I ain't got nothing to do with how many teams it was. I'm just telling, stating the facts. What I'm saying is, y'all got one champion. Oh, my God. Y'all go just talk over.
Back when Bama was wearing leather house.
That's all I'm saying. And if the 49ers have 5, and they've been back twice since then, like this era, they've been back. They've seen the glory over there.
Kudos.
They see it.
Y'all even got the basketball team. Be quiet.
Y'all ain't even breathe that air. Y'all ain't even breathe the air. Y'all just got a football team up there.
It only matters that you get it. You ain't got to win. You just got to make it. Nobody, absolutely no one. Right now, man for man, we can go to any training camp and ask them, is your goal to make it to the Super Bowl and lose or to win? So I don't want to hear about, oh, well, we've been there. That don't mean nothing. It means a lot.
Let me tell you why I mean a lot. It means one team was better than our two teams, whoever that won, me and Kansas City, we was the best two teams that year. Y'all didn't breathe the air. They didn't breathe the air.
Nobody breathed the air but Kansas City and us. That's it. Now, I can say one other thing, though.
Had y'all made it to the championship, you'd be saying the same argument that I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't. If that's the case, I would be talking about the time that Washington has made it and didn't win. I'm not talking about those times at all.
I'm glad the great time.
And trust me, I remember those games.
When?
Put it in the middle.
The Raiders.
When was that?
And Marcus Allen walked all over us.
Man, you talking about 1995?
You don't hear me talking about that. For what?
Because it was back in 1997.
You
probably did talk about it.
It's not about
us. You probably did talk about it when it first happened.
Nah. Oh, after the game? Yes, of course. I'm a football head.
The whole year. That next year, you were still talking about it.
I'm just doing the same thing. But again, like I said, that's the LeBron in you, y'all. That's the LeBron in you. It don't matter.
We all got some LeBron in us.
No, we don't. y'all.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what, how I know we all got LeBron
but
in us.
I sure don't got no LeBron in me. I sure don't got no LeBron in me.
Why every time Big Kevin say something, y'all bring up that y'all beat them? That's the LeBron in you. That was last year. You still talking about it.
I know it sticks in his craw because I know it bothers the hell out of him. So, yeah, in order to make your point, you have to talk about a time we lost. That's why we're still talking about it. We won.
That ain't what it is.
Y'all did lose that year.
Yeah, let him ride with that tree.
Yeah, let him ride with it.
Yeah.
He can have that.
And guess what?
Because they didn't have seen the end of a Super Bowl in 40 years.
All the way to 7-Eleven, give you some chili cheese nachos.
I know that's right.
Please don't let 57 pull you to the dark side.
You better not put your foot in your mouth now.
What you gonna do?
Oh,
in
2021?
You said you were on both sides. I'm sorry, big boy. Go ahead. Exactly. What you gonna do in 2021? What you gonna do in 2021?
Thank you, big boy.
Everybody,
we gonna be right
everybody
there.
Everybody has had a
right
point.
There. You better hope y'all meet us there.
Hey, look, I'm hoping we see y'all soon.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be a real good game.
Absolutely.
Can I say this, y'all? I want to say this. Basketball, I'm a big basketball fan. Now, I really got it, really, as far as can't too much about, well, really liking football like that when I got around Kale like that, all right, getting the jerseys and all that, right? And really, this season, I'm more excited about football. Like you say, basketball has been so watered down. It's not used to what we're playing with. Football now, man, it's really more exciting. You got a new, younger, hungry group of young kids that's faster and stronger and stuff, man. And it's just, it seems to me more exciting. The game is more pure. You're hitting. There's not no phoniness. Ain't nobody faking nothing out there. You know? It's mano a mano. It's mano a mano, not like basketball. I wasn't finished, though, so you quit cutting me off.
Well, I'm sorry, bro. You kept pausing, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody about to go on because that's how 2 hours.
I know. Hey, look, so what about Strasburg, man? What about Strasburg? I just knew I was going to hear something about that today.
He's gone for the season. COVID has just ran rampant with them right now. So, you know,
Didn't Strasburg hurt his neck?
Putting,
and that deals with his shoulder too.
On ice. They're basically putting him on ice. So,
yeah,
you know. I think they're really doing that because we gotta go.
I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend, people. We love you guys. Tez, 57, Big Boy, Kale. I love you guys. Lou, all y'all. I love you guys so, so very much. And I respect you guys. So enjoy your weekend. And I'll see you guys back here Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. 563-999-3782 is the number here. Thank you. We love you.
Trish, I think I can speak for everyone unanimously.
Yes.
We all love you too, man. We all love you too, man. And hey, man, what you bring to this show, girl, is priceless. It's priceless, and we appreciate that. And hey, I can't wait for some football, man. I can't wait for some football.
Right.
Like Trish said. Oh, yeah. I'm wishing my family safe travel. We're going down North Carolina this weekend. Your boy's going to do some fishing. I can't wait.
All right.
Hey, everybody, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your family. And tell the ones that love you how much you love them. We'll be back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Birthday! Hey, Simple City.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers.
Yeah.
Hey, Valley Green.
Yeah.
Snatching bodies, what we after.
Yeah.
Hey, 6th Street.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers.
Yeah.
MLK.
Yeah.
Snatching bodies, what we after.
Yeah.
Hey, D-Low.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers.
Money T.
Hey, Landover.
Yeah.
Snatch your body, what we after. Hey, Uptown.
Here comes the body snatcher.
Body snatcher. Body snatcher. Body snatcher. Body.
Gonna show you what's the matter. We're the passion. Tell us how the body count. Cause I'm out here.
Yeah.
All you ears hear me show passion.
Come on.
There's a close with the gonna
slip and what?
And who you motherfuckers think you coming at? R.E. is on the table. Play the cards that you dealt if you're able. Yo, we got your bodies like Hardaway every day.
Hey.
And when we